Welcome back to Tevating Patiently, the appreciation podcast that highlights, dives deeper, and celebrates the work and accomplishments of our Tony-winning national treasure, Aaron Tveit. My name's Elizabeth, and here we are again, the end of another 12-week Christian run for Aaron. On Sunday, October 13th, Aaron and JoJo took their final bows, for now. Following their bows, and even leading up to it, so many Instagram posts and stories from the casts and from them and from Moulin Rouge's Instagram itself, it all said, until next time. And it gives us all so much hope that both Aaron and JoJo will return to the Rouge again one day. Maybe not together, but they'll be back. This Sunday, it wasn't a goodbye. It was just a see you later. This Sunday was the first time that Aaron has left on a two-show day, but in a way that added to what made the day so special, because there was another opportunity for people to see him before he left, like he and JoJo. And this past Sunday was the first time that I've gotten to do a two-show Moulin Rouge day. And everything about the day was just incredible. It's been over 48 hours, I still feel like I'm processing the shows and all of the emotions from the day, and it's sad that this run for Aaron and JoJo has come to the end, but it's safe to say that they left it all on the stage and sent the audiences home on such a high. The Sunday matinee, it wasn't just the second to last show for Aaron and his last show alongside Haley as his Satine, but it was also a Ziedler debut for Frank Viveros. And holy hell, Frank blew my mind. I fell in love with his Toulouse when I first saw him at the beginning of October, and now his Ziedler. He gave Austin Durant a huge run for his money with holding that final note in the encore before the last can-can, and I'll share audio of that in a bit, but his energy and mannerisms and the little touches he added to make the role his own were just incredible. However, during the opening number, there was a brief moment where the Ziedler hat went missing. Frank was running down off the stage after turning off the lights for the Duke entrance, and I don't know if his hat like hit the ceiling as he jumps down, because he was coming. But he lost it, and he was asking those of us who were sitting right there on the left side to help him look for it in the dark, and if we found it, give it to an usher. And thankfully, it was found. And after the evening show at Stage Door, when Frank came out, my husband and I told him, we were sitting right there when that happened, and he was like, wasn't that crazy? But then he said that it was the best thing that could have happened to him with that being his first show, because it totally took him out of his own head and he realized that he was going to just go with it and it was going to be great. And he really did. Like he would come out from backstage, like at quick little moments in the opening when he could, and be like, did you find it? And then he'd go back and then he'd do his scenes and then he had it and it all worked out. But just like, I don't know, it's just live theater for you. You never know what's going to happen. I love sitting on the left side of the orchestra when Aaron is Christian, just to be closer to where he lifts the sign, where he turns for Roxanne to go into the final stretch of it, his Act Two entrance, when he runs up on stage with the Bohemians for the opening number. And Aaron has shared before in interviews that him coming in to sing The Hills Are Alive is basically his warm-up. He never knows what's going to come out until that happens. And I love watching Toulouse and Santiago's reactions with him during the start of that scene and throughout Truth, Beauty, Freedom, and Love as he's singing. And you can see the wheels start turning in their heads that Christian is the missing piece to the show that they're trying to write. And like I mentioned earlier, Sunday's matinee was my first time seeing a Haley Satine. She looked stunning coming down on the swing, and it was cute because my husband, he was next to me, and he's seen the show enough times. He kept looking up to the ceiling and was excited when he saw the part of her costume like coming through before the start of her entrance when she was just waiting up there. And I love that entrance for Satine so much. But my eyes always move over to Christian in the box because of Aaron's little wave to Satine, and it's one of my favorite moments in the show. Just the way that Christian looks at Satine with such amazement and wonder. It's so little, but it says so much. The other day, I posted a question in my stories asking what was a favorite non-singing Christian moment, and so many shared that the exchange between Christian and Satine in her elephant before your song was a favorite. And I love that one as well. And it's performed a little differently each time, and like depending on who the Christian and Satine is and how they play off of each other. And throughout that scene, Haley had some great facial expressions, and she took like an extra beat before her responses in all the right places.
I've never been inside an elephant.
Champagne, no grace.
Sit.
If you don't mind, I prefer to do it standing. I want you to be comfortable. Sometimes it's quite long. I must admit, this is quite a new experience for me. We don't really do things like this in Ohio. Now, just a warning, it's very modern, what I do. It may feel a bit strange at first, but if you're really open, I think you'll enjoy it. Oh, I am a bit nervous.
Of course.
I've never done this before.
What?
But my future might depend on it, right?
I hope not.
And my friends are counting on me.
Friends?
And I did study in school and practiced a lot.
Practiced?
After your song and the kiss, when Ziedler makes his entrance again with the Duke, Frank once again added his own touches to Ziedler's reactions to seeing Satine and the Bohemians all in the dressing room, saying that they were there because they're conspiring to put on a show. He would do the Ziedler laughter, like, but he would make his eyes and facial expression be very irritated and like, what the heck are you talking about when looking at Satine and the Bohemians, and then very happy, like, of course that's what they're doing, when he was looking back at the Duke. And he did this expression change and this look back and forth a few times before moving on with the scene, and it was just perfect. And then watching Aaron as Ziedler was telling Satine after the pitch song that the Duke was expecting the sparkling diamond, like Christian's expression, he's watching her and it changes from one of like hope to then seeing how quickly she snapped back into like who the sparkling diamond instead of Satine, like the hope that reality was setting back in of like, oh geez, this is who she is, this is who I am. Then after Nature Boy, at the start of Elephant Love Medley, like when the Nature Boy set was being pulled up and Satine's dressing room set was coming out, there was definitely someone from backstage still in a hoodie, who was in a hoodie, still visible. And I'm not sure if everybody could see him or we just could from where we were sitting, but he was definitely visible, like within the heart for a hot second before he ran back off as Aaron climbed in from the balcony. Like he and Aaron like crossed paths as he was leaving and Aaron was jumping on. And I love the part of Elephant Love Medley when they're sitting in the chairs and Christian is mimicking Satine's movements. I love that they always vary from show to show and from one actor to another. And Haley did this one move where she circled her head with her hands and then she flicked her hair back and Aaron mimicking it. It was so funny. And then at the end of Elephant Love Medley, when Christian dips Satine and they kiss, I'm obsessed with the way that Haley let one of her arms drop down next to her, like completely surrendering to him. Whereas JoJo keeps her arms like on Aaron the whole time. Haley let the one closest to the audience drop down and she was just in it. Like this was it. My husband had shared that Backstage Romance is his favorite number in the show, which how can it not be? The choreography, it never fails to take audience's breath away, and it's such an incredible way to kick off the second act and add in a flying Christian. Every single thing about that number is mind-blowing. Okay, we have to talk about Frank's Ziedler again during the rehearsal scenes for their show. He brought his own flair when asking for a prop razor, and then again when he got the razor in rehearsal scene 2. He altered his voice when rehearsing to become the character, and then when Toulouse told him to keep going, he got indignant that he didn't have a razor, and he acted like he pulled out a comb from his pocket and pretended that he was brushing his imaginary hair while delivering his lines, and then he like flicked his hair back and walked off. Like, the audience was like, oh my god. And then in rehearsal scene, in act two, he was so excited to pull out his razor, and he added this evil laughter as he raised the razor in the air. And then after he finished the line, he added in this squeaky little razor back in the Ziedler voice.
That's a bit thick.
What?
That line. Bit over the top, don't you think?
I do not. Keep going.
I own your shame, along with every other part of you. You are my possession, Marie. Bought and paid for.
That line's a bit much, too.
But you will obey me, or your pretty face will taste my razor!
When Frank came out to stage door after the evening show, I got to tell him how much I loved his Ziedler and his rehearsal scenes, and he gave me the evil laugh that he did in the show that you just heard, and it was the best. When it came time for Roxanne, there was honestly a lot more anticipation than normal, waiting to see whether or not Aaron would do the Boston Chandelier mashup. He hadn't done it for his final Saturday night like he'd done in the past, and maybe that was because that wasn't his second to last show this time. So the anticipation was high. And while he didn't do the mashup, I did get to experience the drawn out I Love You ending. And I hadn't gotten to hear that one live yet, so that was special. Now fast forwarding to the encore and that audio of Frank holding that final note before the can-can. Prior to Sunday, I thought Austin Durant held that note for a long time, and then here comes Frank and he's like, hold my beer. I mean, come on. What an incredible Ziedler debut he had, and he stole the hearts of everyone in the audience, and I was so excited to have the chance to see his Ziedler again for the evening show. After the matinee, my husband and I, we were standing out by the curb just minutes after the show had ended, waiting for friends to come out, and we turned around to see Aaron making his quick exit out a side theater door, and we had to quickly move because we ended up that we were standing right by the car he was about to get into. His ability to make a quick exit is astonishing, but I mean, he only had a short break before he had to return for one show more. And then prior to the evening show, we were standing in line to get in, and Aaron came walking by, and I had the chance to say hi and to tell him, like, just to wish him luck for his final show. And he said thank you, and he walked briskly into the theater. Like, there was already a long line outside of the theater waiting to get in, so he was making a break for it to avoid the crowds. For the evening show, my seat was in right orchestra, and full disclosure, I opted to sit on the right side over the left in order to have access for a quick exit for the stage door. But I love being on the right, like being right in front where Aaron would come through the curtain to start his final sign raise, and the energy in the theater prior to the start of the show was so different. And a friend asked me, like, how was this final show versus his last one in 2023? And I said the energy was much more, like, it was able to be much more focused on Aaron and JoJo, whereas last time, so many cast members were leaving all at once, so the energy went everywhere, which was incredible. But this time, the Aaron and JoJo energy was next level. When Aaron first stepped on stage to start his sign raise, the entire theater stood up to give him a standing ovation, like, as they should. And when he got over there and he did his spin, he held his little smile for a few seconds longer as he got the audience to settle down before he raised the sign. Oh, I cannot forget this. John and Soleil were at the show, and they were standing in the back by the sound booth before Act 1. Like, I saw them before it all started, like, saw them standing there. And at the start of the show, I honestly kept looking back at John, and I loved watching he and Aaron have little interactions. Like, when Aaron came back to the back of the theater after lifting the sign, John leaned back and said something to him, and they were laughing. And then they were chatting again when Aaron was in the back waiting to run up for Burning Down the House with the Bohemians. Like, I know I should have been watching the Lady M's do their thing, but I loved watching my two favorite Christians interact for a few moments. And that must have been such an incredible experience for John, like, getting to connect with Aaron as he was rehearsing for the role, because John has shared in an interview last year, like when he joined the tour, that when he was growing up and studying theater, Aaron was the voice to look up to, and John shared that he fell in love with and would listen to the Next to Normal soundtrack on repeat. And now here he is, years later, getting to take on a role that Aaron originated and a role that John absolutely owned when he was on tour, and he is going to own it for the entire time he has it on Broadway. It was JoJo's turn to get a massive applause as she made her entrance for Diamonds. And I've said this so many times, but she takes my breath away every time she descends down on that swing. She is so stunning. She is a full embodiment of the sparkling diamond, and her up on those diamonds at the end of the number to hit that final note, it made the audience erupt in applause, and Aaron and the Bohemians, they jumped to their feet in the box. After this number, from where my seat was, even with their mics off, we could hear Christian, Toulouse, and Santiago chatting and messing around while they were over at that bar getting their drinks prior to Shut Up and Raise. And the way Aaron has looked off into the audience and smiled when the spotlight first hits him after Satine says, "I think you better shut up and dance with me," it's been such a different touch this run, and one that I've fallen in love with, and it just helps to set the stage so much. And like Aaron has said so many times before, all these years later, you can still hear the audience reacting and connecting to the line, "This woman is my destiny." JoJo's firework was the first performance of the night to bring tears to my eyes. I'll never, ever get over her singing it. She is such a powerhouse. She hits so many little riffs and just holds such a presence on stage, especially when she walks to like the front of the stage before belting out that final refrain. And she did her special ending that's unique to her, that she's done it before with the final note, but it's been a while since I heard it, and I knew she would, but still so happy that she brought it back for her final show. Maybe the reason why all the doors are closed, so you could open one that leads you to the perfect road. Like a lightning bolt, your heart will glow, and when it's time you'll know. I think I've mentioned this on here before, but during your song, when Christian first starts singing and he bends down next to Satine sitting on the chaise and he puts his hand on hers, she pulls away and to get up, and JoJo, she says or whispers, "I'm sorry," as she gets up and moves over to her dressing table. It's such a little touch, but adds so much. And then on Sunday, when Christian came back and he said, "You see, I've forgotten if they're green or they're blue," JoJo gave this little laugh and whispered, "They're blue." And my audio didn't pick it up loud enough to put it in here, but it was such a cute little interaction within the song, and her face was everything. This is hard, like sitting here trying to process through the show and pull out memorable moments, because I mean, the whole show was memorable and every moment feels so special. And ever since JoJo was sharing about her feeling Aaron checking in with her as he helps her onto the Eiffel Tower during Elephant Love Medley, that's all I could think about watching them. Aaron clearly has had chemistry with every Satine that he has performed with, but what he and JoJo had was something so special, and I'm going to miss it so much. At intermission, I had the chance to see and talk to John. Like, there were people lined up to talk to him, but I'm glad that he made time for everybody as he does, and I hope he's able to continue to do that. But I gave him a hug, and I asked him if it felt real yet that he was soon going to be up on that stage, and he laughed and said no, and he said they had run through the whole show only once, but he said it felt good to be back at it. And after seeing him, heading back to my seat, one of my friends who was sitting in the first row of right orchestra told me that there were two open seats in row F of center orchestra and I should move up. And I went to check if they were still open, and they were. So yay, I got a new seat closer and in the center for Act Two. And based on what happened in Act Two, I feel incredibly lucky to have had a center clear view for it. There was another big applause moment for Aaron's Act Two entrance when he came up to introduce the start of Backstage Romance, and there was also that huge applause at the end of Backstage Romance where they all have to hold their poses. And Andre, he held off coming in with his line to let the applause go on a little bit longer. And again, Frank worked his magic with the rehearsal scenes, and the audience was just in stitches again laughing. Aaron and JoJo's final Come What May was magical. The way they look at each other with such affection during that song, and the way JoJo holds him, I never wanted that scene to end.
I love you.
To the end of time. Come what may.
Okay, I'm jumping ahead, but here we go. Aaron's final, for now, Roxanne. He hit the initial Roxanne after Ziedler said, "You have been warned," and the audience went nuts. And that energy did not stop for the entire performance. In fact, it only intensified. Aaron started walking across the passerelle, and he made that turn, and he looked out into the audience, and he gave us all everything we could have asked for and more. He started the chandelier Roxanne mashup that used to be in the Boston version of the show, and as soon as he started with the "Gone for Tonight," I lost all sense of chill. Like, my video, it picked me up saying, "Oh my God," tears welled up in my eyes, the audience around me was going crazy. Like, this was happening, and I was getting to hear this mashup live for the first time. It was unbelievable. And then Aaron didn't stop there. He opted up and held that note for so long. He didn't stop until the set started to come down around him for the Duke's apartment. And as it did, the audience was on their feet cheering. Like, we were all, after that, looking around at each other in disbelief at what we had just witnessed. And I have chills right now again thinking about it. And I mean, that Roxanne was absolutely unforgettable. And then, of course, our hearts break into a million pieces in the Duke's apartment when Satine has to tell Christian that he means nothing to her. During the scene, both Aaron and JoJo had tears in their eyes, and the way she grabs his chin and pushes him away, it's just heartbreaking.
And his love affairs, Satine. I'm here for Satine. I do beg your pardon. I'm here for Satine. I'm taking her away. Oh, my gosh. But you might want to ask her first. Satine, I love you. Far away from me.
I would leave all this, and this beautiful man, to run off with you. Your delusion is pathetic. Hear me now, once and for all. You mean nothing to me. I feel nothing for you. You are nothing. Nothing.
And even though it's such a heartbreaking scene, I love the staging. After the Duke leaves Satine, his apartment set like rises up and she's in one corner of the stage coughing, showing that she's really getting sicker. And Christian is on the ground at the back of the stage alone, ready to begin crazy rolling. Then their energy in crazy rolling is always off the charts. And JoJo got a huge applause again when she shouted her line of "No one owns me." And then she and Aaron went into their final refrains of Crazy Rolling before coming together. Then, after Aaron's final Come What May, Aaron gave us all another memorable moment when the lights came back up for their bows and He did his confetti hair shake, and he turned, he looked at the can-can section and let out a big breath, and then he looked up in the mezzanine for the lights to go out, and just before they did, he winked. This wasn't goodbye. This is just to see you later. Their bows were incredible. Aaron did what he has done for his other final shows, and he came out without his bow jacket on. And then after the final can-can, Aaron and JoJo, they hugged, and it was the most precious hug in the world. Like, she looked at him with the biggest smile, and he hugged her with one of his hands cradling her head. It was such a moment. They accepted their flowers. There were no speeches this time. And then as they were leaving the stage, Aaron pulled JoJo back out so that she could have one more moment with the audience. And she waved and blew a kiss. And then they were gone. And as it turns out, those bows were the last time we'd see the bow outfits on Broadway. And we didn't get to give the Christian bow jacket a proper goodbye since Aaron didn't wear it for his final show. And Haley, she posed for all kinds of pictures during the matinee when it was her last time in her bow dress. We saw JoJo in the last one. And then when John and Soleil came out for their final bows after their debut show, John was in the black Christian trench coat and Soleil was in the Shut Up and Raise dress, which, I mean, it makes sense. They have pulled it from the tours, like both here and internationally. They've pulled those bow costumes. Broadway was the last to keep them, but they were so special. And it is sad that they're gone. After the show, stage door, it was a scene. Somehow, though, it wasn't as crazy as it was in 2023 when there was that mass exodus of so many cast members. And my husband, he's the real MVP for this because he did not come to the final show with me since he saw the matinee, and he was able to get a front row spot at stage door, and I was able to wiggle through the crowd to get to him. And Aaron, when he came out, he had his phone and he videoed the crowd and himself, and it was so much fun. Even after like a two-show day, he still brought so much energy and patience to the massive group and that was there to see him, and he accepted gifts and he signed countless playbills and posters. And a few weeks ago, actually, when Aaron was in San Diego to perform at the Old Globe Gala, my husband crossed paths with him in the airport. My husband was there for work. He was leaving to come home, and he saw Aaron and talked to him for a second about Moulin Rouge, and Aaron was kind enough to take a photo with him. And then Sunday at stage door, when Aaron got down to where we were standing, my husband told Aaron that he had just seen him in San Diego, and Aaron was like, oh yeah, that's awesome. And then my husband added, at the airport, and Aaron looked up and pointed at my husband and said, oh yeah, the airport, good to see you. And I told Aaron that it was incredible to hear his Chandelier and Roxanne mashup live, and he said thank you, and then he added that it was his favorite version to perform. So it was fun to have those little moments, and my husband to get remembered by Aaron. And JoJo, she was the same way. She was so kind and so energetic, and she looked every person she interacted with in the eye. And I was able to ask her to sign her book, Over the Influence, for me, and she took time to personalize it, which just made it even more special. I really just can't believe another run is over. Like, time never goes by as fast as it does when Aaron is in a limited run of a show. But I'm so thankful for the opportunities that I had to see him and JoJo multiple times throughout their run. They were a match made in heaven, and it was such a gift to have them share the stage. We got a glimpse of their magic when they performed together for the first time after just 20 minutes of rehearsal back in July of 2023. And then they proved that magic again and again throughout the last 12 weeks. Being back at the Rouge really was like going home again, being able to reunite with friends and connect with so many others, both in person and online. I love this little community and the interactions and the connections I have been able to have with others. Aaron and Moulin Rouge have given so many of us a place to belong, people to love, and shown us what truly matters, which is truth, beauty, freedom, and love. I mean, wow, thank you so much for sticking through this and listening today. And continuing to support this podcast. What a wild ride Sunday was, and I wish I could go back and do it again and again and again. And if you're not doing so already, please follow along on Instagram at tivating_patiently and on TikTok at tivatingpatiently, and hope to have you back here for episode 102.